Why did they lie? They said to survive, I had to walk along the line. But I don't feel alive. Does that mean I've survived? Does that mean I've survived? Does that mean I've survived? What kind of living is this? I don't wanna simply exist. I wanna punch with my fist. I wanna roll with the misfit. Meander in the mist, giving to the bliss. Grab life by her wrist, leaning for a kiss and say I want this. Oh, I need this. I wanna live like I mean it. I'm gonna take it like I do. I've never been one for leaving, but I need something to believe in, something that shakes me, which I'm awakening. I'm yours for the taking, I'm newborn, I'm shaking. Never been one for leaving, but now I am leaving, 'cause my heart's still beating, and there's nothing as fleeting as a life before expiry. Tonight I'm feeling fiery, I'll set fire to everything, everything.
Hello and good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to New Song by Alice Phoebe Liu. I haven't played that song all the way through in a long time. Couple songs like that on the show today. I guess to point out some things that really stuck with me from that song. And I feel like it was on like a playlist randomly generated by Spotify, and then I found it. I was really shifted my worldview, but yeah, some lyrics, just looking at them because I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't want to simply exist. I want to punch with my fists. I want to roll with the misfits. I want to live like I mean it. I'm going to take it, not leave it. I've never been one for leaving, but I need something to believe in. Just looking. Just a beautiful song. I feel like, oh wait. As a life before expiry, tonight I'm feeling fiery. And there's nothing, it's fleeting. Night has no meaning. I don't know. It just found me at a special time. Pardon my alarm. It goes off at every 7:11, but it actually goes off at every 7:07 because my watch is 4 minutes fast. Anyways, I do love that song, and there is a life before expiry. And this playlist is Pride Month themed because it's Pride Month. And yeah, it's I guess otherwise about vulnerability and love and being yourself and putting yourself out there and being super brave and all the, you know, songs that hype you up to the task, and also all the songs that, you know, cushion your fall and like guide you through interactions with others. And also today I kind of I'm really astonished I'm here, honestly. I just went to New York feeling rather exhausted but also rather inspired by the amazingness of people and the vast amounts of people that are all leading and living beautiful, true lives. And also thinking of all the people that are unable to do so safely. And with wherever I'm at, I think there are some things I want to talk about. And I guess this is kind of, an episode, about being vulnerable and lifting yourself through heartbreak and, like, trying to move through the world in a way that's authentic, but also, you know, comprehends the chaos that's out there, and also holding the fact there's so many people in the world and there's so much life out there. And, you know, there are biological constraints in that you have one body and, like, there's only so much you can experience, I guess. But knowing that whatever you are experiencing is enough, and your own narrative and story is unique to you, and, you know, I felt like I saw a million people in New York, but not one of them is the same as the next. And the same goes when people look at you. You know, you're not the same as anyone next to you. And figuring out what that means to you, and also have been, you know, injecting is not the word I mean. I guess I mean to say consuming a lot of things recently that are kind of reminding me that the big responsibility in life, if there is any responsibility, you know, the condition being born is a tricky one because you didn't ask, but the gift is, you know, you have all this time, hopefully, to figure out what it means to be yourself. And I think just Pride is such a wonderful time because you get to be around people who came to similar conclusions about what it means to be themselves. And there's so much love there, not only for, you know, you're only able to as deeply love others as you love yourself, deeply know you're only able to know others as deeply as you know yourself. See, I really, I'm, again, surprised I got out of bed, but I guess there's some things I want to talk about, but yeah, I feel like it is just so beautiful is not a big enough word, but to be around a bunch of people who, know themselves in this way, and we all get to know each other in this way, and there's just really big love there, and hope. So, yeah, anyways, kind of, I guess the arc of this playlist is kind of a camel's hump, if you will, a parabola, but upside down. Well, maybe it starts high and a little low. No, maybe it is a parabola. It's definitely a parabola, like X squared. It's starting pretty hopeful, I guess, and then I try to kind of encapsulate the sinking feelings of, you know, things not going to according to plan, which, you know, more lore will be discussed later, and kind of walking through the strangeness of life and love. And I was listening to this podcast yesterday, which has also got me all chatty, I guess. But anyways, sorry for the ramble. Moving onward, I have a song called Thinking About You by Frankie and the Witch Fingers. I don't really listen to any other songs besides this one from them. And then I'm probably gonna just play some things and let them sit, because I've already eaten up some time. So anyways, thanks for tuning in and listening to this ramble so far. Glad I came out today. So.
I'll call you on smoke and stay. Take a little piece, and we break it off. died for you. Trying to see through walls.
So, apologies for the, you know, visceral nature of the show this morning, yeehaps. So I did try to look for a PSA that was, you know, kind of reversed what I just did in terms of emotional state. But then I was looking at all the PSAs and they, you know, have a lot of gravity to all of them. There are a lot of emergency preparedness, a lot of drunk driving, PSA. But anyways, arbitrary, because I'm going to read an emergency preparedness PSA and then hopefully connect it to what I've got going on. Lots to say. Anyways, just so you know, unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Anyways, wow. Emergency preparedness. Some things in life, many things in life you cannot prepare for. And I think the thing you can't prepare for really knock you off your feet a little bit, or maybe they don't knock you off your feet and they put a spotlight directly on you and you have to perform and you are not ready, or you know, it was an emergency. It just sprung up on you. So yeah, you can do things like be ready, or you can do things like, you know, meet the emergency where you're at and move through it as best you can and learn about what strengths and weaknesses you have and remember those for any future emergencies. But anyways, back to the songs. I just played Dawn Chorus by Tom York, Strange by Celeste, Self Portrait by Surf Curse, and then before all of that was Thinking About You by Frankie and the Witch Fingers. More importantly, Dawn Chorus. I do play so much Tom York's voice on this show. It's just kind of, where my core is at right now, maybe. But anyways, Dawn Chorus was supposed to, end Strange, Those two songs are supposed to hold, I guess, heartbreak, I guess. And I just realized as I was listening to Dawn Chorus, Dawn is like, you know, when a new day starts. And it also is when the night ends. Now I'm thinking about the first song I played. There's a line that's, night has no meaning. But anyways, the dawn is the night ending. It's also, it just feels like an ending to me. It also says a bunch of times throughout the song, if you could do it all again. And then there are different responses. There's, yeah, without a second thought. There's also, like, if you could do it all again, this time with style. And yeah, the answer to that question, if you could do it all again, I love that it's repeated throughout the song because you wouldn't arrive at the next point in the song if you weren't asking that question, if you wouldn't be able to ask that question if there was something you couldn't do all again. I think it kind of, like, the way it's mentioned again and again, it's kind of like you can keep wondering about how these things and moments in time and situations and whatever Thom Yorke's talking about in Dawn Chorus, how it can affect you and how can you relive it. And I was going to say something about you could do it all again. I don't think there's any need to do things more than once, right? Like, you go through them. And I think the biggest difficulty for human beings, one of them, is just letting go, realizing there are some things you cannot control. And it's really hard because I think biologically, neurologically, the relationship we have with our surroundings, it forms attachments, it makes memories, it has pathways that validate what feels awesome and comfortable about life, and it has pathways that affirm the things that you don't like in life, and it doesn't feel good to have an experience where maybe something that felt really nice is suddenly terrible and unpredictable and not what you thought. But I like that I chose Dawn Chorus to pick up those sentiments because dawn is the start of a new day. The sun is rising and it's revealing, it's putting light on everything. Light is shining on what you've gone through and light is shining on where you're going. And, you know, the night is when all of that can maybe go away and, you know, some other shapes or forms. But I think the night is also a great pensive time. And then Strange by Celeste. I love that song so much. I listen to it a lot in the fall. The line that would really get me is, you look at me, I look at you with no thing to say. Because it's just like, isn't it strange how people can change from strangers to friends, friends to lovers, and strangers again? It really is strange. But thankfully, we have songs to hold such phenomena. And yeah, it is strange. But I think also, importantly, people can change. And that's all we can expect from each other is change, kind of. Everything that we have and share together, it will change us. Love and caring for another human, caring for the people in your life, it changes them. And the thing about releasing love into the world, kind of, is you don't know how it's going to change people, and there's a risk in that. But it's not worth avoiding the risk, you know, to never have loved, or I hope that love always changes people for the better and pushes them in the right direction. But then you kind of get into what I was going for with self-portrait, is you really look at yourself and your expectations with, you know, I think I was listening to this podcast yesterday, big podcast guy right now, about some Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophies, but maybe it was slightly unrelated, just kind of talking about how like love and greed don't look all that different in that, I don't know, there's when you are in both the state of love and in the state of being greedy or something, you want things to be a certain way so that, I don't know, they make sense to you. I'm not explaining it well, also trying to get all the songs in. But anyways, just mean to say that in moments where you, let's say love is a dart and you throw it at the board and it goes completely not how you had expected it to, it's actually like not even on the dartboard, it's just actually in someone's shoulder. And you have to take it out. And then you kind of look at yourself and it's like, wow, I gotta go back to the drawing board. I gotta do some dart practice. I also, maybe, what if I took a walk? What if I left this facility for a bit, really thought about myself, apologized profusely to this person, but it's not gonna change the fact that I just threw a dart at them. Basically, what I mean to say with this self-portrait is that, I don't know, the moments in life where you experience, like, the most profound feelings of failure or, you know, fear, it paints a picture of you, kind of, where, you know, not only the things we're really good at, it's like when I want to describe myself to people, I want to reach for the smart and kind and, but, you know, you're also made up of the things that can't last, or, you know, you were conditioned to believe that no longer serve you and you have to release them. But these moments of disappointment kind of portray a self-portrait where you have no choice but to look at yourself. And oh my gosh, what a gift to be able to self-reflect. Things like that. Anyways, the next song I wanted to play has a really, really long intro, but it's very good. I think it sets up a, you know, escape for you to float in space. But I listened to it a lot last winter, and I think it holds, it holds a lot of expectations, both of myself and others, kind of like what maybe I've been conditioned to think love is, and that it's so self-sacrificial. Like, you know, when you sacrifice yourself, are you really allowing someone else to meet you and meet you, know you? Or are you just, you know, putting all of your best parts forward and, you know, hiding the rest because, you haven't seen that part of your self-portrait yet. Anyways, this song is called Shatter by Liz Phair. And I think it kind of encapsulates that, you know, really, really hard, fixed, and I guess, yeah, like fixed things shatter, you know, the thing where it's like if you drop, you know, a squishmallow on the ground or like a pillow, it's not going to shatter, but you drop glass on the ground, it's going to shatter. It's like something that is more amorphous and able to adapt to what lies below or above, lasts for a longer time and is more stable. But we also in life, in our expectations and this rigidity, we have, you know, glass hearts and stuff. And when you drop them or, you know, you put them on a really beautiful shelf and clean it every day. But then all it takes is one person to knock it over and then it's just, it's shattered. But then you pick it up. And I'm going to stop with the metaphors and just play the song probably. But yeah. Yeah. Thanks for listening again so far. Having a good time over here. And excited to play this song because it's been a while. I don't think I played on the show. Anyways, here is Shatter by Liz Phair, and then I'll probably play a few more.
Thank you.
That was Shatter by Liz Phair, and She's Acting Single and I'm Drinking Double, which is a cover of Gary Stewart's song by Wednesday. And I saw Wednesday last Wednesday. My good friend really loves the group, and I decided to tag along, kind of spontaneously got a ticket, and I'm glad I did, because I don't think they sang this song. Actually, no, they did. It was fire. It was really good. It was a really good show. And also, they were just a very sweet group and, you know, very candid. But anyways, kind of, I just was reading the lyrics on that one, and I think, like, the last few are, like, my heart is breaking, like, the tiny bubbles. like in a beer or something. But anyways, wow, I just kind of, you know, notice how you can, you know, kind of see how nature emulates what you're experiencing everywhere, like tiny bubbles breaking, or the dawn breaking, or, it's everywhere. Connections are boundless. I hope you enjoyed Shatter by Liz Phair. I keep getting the image of, like, a car that is, like, you know, in a movie, it's, like, trying to drive to meet the boat, and then it just falls into the water. Much to unpack there, for sure. Kind of how these expectations kind of self-sacrifice, like, set you up for some failure, but also, it's not your fault, and it's very sweet and sincere, and it... Yeah, anyways, the song, it, at a surface level, it's very, like, I loved it so much. I was glued to it for a long time, and then only to realize that, what the song was really saying. And I feel like what it's really saying is, you can't really fight to keep people in your life. Like, who's meant to be there will be. And really hard to see it sometimes at the time, but sometimes people can't come with you where you're going. Not because they're going to a poo-poo place. And I could use better words than poo-poo. I'm 21 years old. Not because they're going, you know, that are comparisons on a true perception of reality. And, again, everyone's on their own path. No one person is the same as the last. So it's really, really lucky and special to be going the same place as someone. But, you know, so many of the times, like, you just can't. And that's not a loss. It's growth in the direction that everyone needs to go, I guess. So on that note, very grateful for change and not being right or wrong, just being. My uncle showed me this song last weekend. This weekend. But anyways, yeah, it's putting a little pep back in the step. And thought I'd end on a happier note. I really enjoyed this show today. I had a fun time making the playlist. And yeah, the way I think I experience life is through song and dance, and emphasis on the song and the lyrics and the soundscape they produce. And I hope this made sense. I hope that everyone out there is feeling loved and hopeful, and if you aren't, know that I'm wishing that for you in the near future. And yeah, I'm gonna wrap up here because I most certainly need to continue sleeping, but I'm glad I got out of bed today. And I'm glad you got out of bed today, or if you're still in bed, glad you're, you know, listening, or wherever you may be. This has been Nat. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm wishing you a very beautiful and peaceful day. And know that you are so special and one in however many billion people we got going on here. And sometimes that's overwhelming, but I think it can just be really cool for right now. Anyways, this is Scarlet Begonias by The Grateful Dead. So, enjoy.